That means you're not trying to get in there for yourself. It belongs to God. And if we live by that, we will have a whole lot less headaches and worries and problems, because we know that the praise goes to God and we won't be upset because somebody didn't give me one. That we'll run in our service for the Lord and not for myself. Hallelujah, because it's the Lord that has done everything and is doing everything. He does it through people. He does it through animals. He does it through the nature itself. Everything comes from God that is good. Comes from God. Hallelujah. So if it's good, you know it's of the Lord. If it's bad, you know it's of the devil. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we praise God for that. So this is another day the Lord has made. Amen. Let us rejoice and glad that and that we are still a part of his day. Because he could have left us in yesterday. But I'm so glad about it that he brought us back here today and brought us into his service one more time. One more time. He has brought us together. And I don't know about you, I'm grateful. I know we're going through some trying time, but we've got God to help us go through. And with him, we can do all things. We can make it in his service. Give him glory, honor, and praise to God, our Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to all who's in our presence today. We praise God for you, all, every preacher, every deacon, every mother, every trustee, every choir member, every usher, every lay person. Praise God. Everybody's covered, because everybody is somebody. Everybody's precious in the sight of God. Hallelujah. There's no such thing as a nobody. Hallelujah. God made somebody. Hallelujah. And nobody, already tell you, nobody. That means that does not exist. Hallelujah. And so don't get upset because somebody say you're a nobody, because they're not talking to you. They may be talking at you, but not to you. Because you are somebody and you're God's child. And your Father is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. That makes you somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we praise God for allowing God to direct our path. Now I'm trying to get bright on me already. Praise God for allowing us to be in your midst at this time. We're moving into the word of God. What time is it? Good news time. Anybody need some good news? Hallelujah. And good news. God is able to deliver and to sustain you during times like this. Hallelujah. He promised never to leave us, nor to forsake us. Hallelujah. And we are thankful for all he continued to do for us in his life. Hallelujah. From the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 5, and verse 17. First Timothy chapter 5 Let every elder that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scriptures say, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn. And the laborer is worthy of his reward. Right. We'll stop there. Got the person sitting there and you say, neighbor, take the muzzle off so you can be blessed. Right. Take the muzzle off. For many years, and we've grown up. We don't do it so much now. But we grew up thinking that the preacher wasn't supposed to get in the thing. He need to be out there laboring for himself. We misread the scriptures, and therefore we did as that was put in us, and it's hard to get out of it anymore. But we are still striving to do the will of God. And not knowing that when we don't follow the word, we are cutting off our blessings that the Lord has in store for us. For it's in giving that we receive. And it's more blessed to be able to give than to be able to receive. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 9. First Corinthians chapter 9. And begin at verse 9. For the law is written in the Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Do it, God, take care for oxen. So we find here in the word of God that God has released you to be able to assist the ministers as they go about to do the will of God. We are to give so that we can receive. Closed hand can't get nothing in it and won't be able to hold anything. But if it's open, it can receive and be to hold on. Hallelujah. So let's go there if I can get some assistance here. Okay. Read. Okay.
For it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn.
Now, everybody know what an ox is. Okay. And nowadays they use horses for doing the plowing. But then they were using oxen for doing the plowing to cultivate the soil so that the plants can grow and to produce a yield for the person that is doing this. Okay? But a muzzle is a mass light that's put around the horse's mouth to keep them from eating while they are plowing the garden. Okay? That mothers put there so, because they didn't have that, every once in a while the animal reached down and pull up a whole stalk and eat as it goes along. So they put a muzzle on it so that they won't eat the corn up, but using the animal to get the corn in for their profit. And God said, you're not supposed to muzzle the animal that's working for you. Feed them. Your preacher is working for your soul. And you shouldn't hold back on them so that they can assist you in your blessings. And in the things of the Lord. Okay. What it say there? Did not God take care of the oxen? If God done that, then you ought to be to do something too. Okay. Read.
For I say, no doubt, this is written, that he that plows should plow in hope.
He that plows should plow in hope. What is in hope of? In hope of receiving from the plants that they, or the yard fields, or then the corns, or whatever the animals produce, plowing. You're plowing it so it can produce. And you're looking for a harvest from that you have been labored in at the harvest time. You wouldn't just go out there and plant corn and just to be planting it. And go out there in the hot sun plowing it and not going to harvest it. Okay? So, as we plant and as we sow and as we plow, it's all to produce a yield at the right time. Continue.
And that
he that is the worker of that field is looking for a yield. Okay. All right. Whatever God is giving you to do, you're looking for a return. Okay. We're not just coming here worshiping and not looking for no yield at the right time. Okay. We'll come here worshiping because we're looking for a better harvest at the judgment. Okay. And so we use whoever's been laboring with you with the word, then we use that to take care of the person that's laboring. Continue. If we have sown unto you spiritual things. Okay. If we have sown into you spiritual things, that's the word of God. If the preacher is preaching to you from the word of God, all right.
Is it a great thing if we shall reap your cardinal things?
I think it was asking too much for you to expect the person that feeds you the word of God not to get anything from you. Okay. Isn't that asking too much? Okay. After all, they have labored for you. Your soul is the most important thing you got. Because it's the only thing that's eternal. Everything else is going to have to pass away. Okay. Now, so the person is looking out for your soul, praying for you, giving an account for you, a word from the Lord that will lift you up, a word of the Lord that will give you what you need in a time of trouble. Okay, read.
If others be partaker of this power over you.
If others. J.C. Penney's. Belt Towers. Ross's. Okay. Texas State House. Right. And all these other places that gets your money. Okay. All right. If they can get from you, why can't the preacher get from you? Okay. All they are providing for you is a material thing. But the preacher is giving you a spiritual thing, a way to live and to reap the most important thing you ever have in your life, eternal life. Shouldn't we get this? Okay, continue.
Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but I suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel.
All right, he's saying that we got that power. God has given it to us, but we don't use it. Okay? We don't tell you, you got to pay me a certain amount, I won't preach for you. We don't put no charge on the word of God. But we expect to get something from it. Okay. All right. Because we got to be able to get from place to place. We got to eat. We got to clothe to wear. We got all the same needs that you got. Okay. All right.
Do you not know that they which minister about holy things live of
the Lord? Did you not know? Okay. They that minister to you holy things. Don't you know? What's the rest that say?
Live of the things of the temple.
Okay. That those that minister to you holy things should live of the things of the temple. Should live off the things that come into the temple. Now, so we've been saying live by it. But that's not what the word is saying. The word is saying live of. Okay. So instead of me working 40 hours a week, and then had to come and work for you too, I need some time to prepare. Okay. And I can't give you my best because I got to spend most of the week laboring to keep myself going, to keep my family going. All right? So, they that minister to you holy things should live from those things that they holy things bring in. Continue.
And they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar.
They that wait at the altar. This is the altar. And they that wait at the altar should be partakers of the thing that comes at the altar. You bought your goods to the altar. Right? The word said if you bring your goods to the altar, and remember you got an altar against someone, leave the gift and go and get yourself straightened out with that brother and then return. Read.
Even so hath the Lord ordained that they which preach.
Even the so, the God has ordained that they that preach the
should live of the gospel.
Should live of the gospel. That's plain enough, right? They that live and preach the gospel. should live off the things, live off those things that the gospel brings in. Didn't say working 40 hours a week, live off those things. But that person that's preaching the gospel should live from the thing that the gospel bring in. The gospel said bring you in your tithe, your offering. Okay. You bring it so that the church, even this church building itself, have needs. It just don't sit here without something happening to it if you don't keep it up. Because if you don't keep it up, it's going to go down. Okay? Read.
But I have used none of these things.
We hadn't asked you to do that for, but it's, this is for you. Okay? So you won't shut your blessings off. It's for you. All right? Read.
Neither have I written these things that it should be so done unto me.
So it's saying, neither have I written these things so it could be done unto me. It's, I'm writing it for you to be flourished in your giving and your receiving of the Lord. Okay. Go to Holy Finger there and go to Philippians. Fourth chapter.
Notwithstanding,
uh-huh,
ye have well done that ye did communicate with my afflictions.
Now, Paul is saying, as he's talking to the people, church, that you have done well. He was pleased and happy that they were able to communicate with him, and he won't talk about communicating with this. And that what we use this for is communicate, right? Right? But in the scripture here, it's not referring to talking communication. This is talking about giving and receiving of the Lord. You're communicating for the thing that the Lord had blessed you to receive through the word of God. Okay? Communicating, because read, what is it? Read.
You did communicate with my afflictions.
You did communicate with my afflictions. So you're not going to talk to my afflictions. But you're going to do something to help me in my needs. Okay. All right. You're giving to help in his needs. Continue.
Now, ye Philippians know also that that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning.
All right. When I first started my ministry, and when I left Macedonia, didn't none of the churches I was helping, none of the churches I was preaching in and ministering and set up, none of them communicated to my needs. In other words, none of them gave me nothing. to go and do the word. Okay, except one. Read.
And receiving, but ye only.
You the only one that gave for my needs so I can continue to spread the word. I can go from place to place and house to house and to spread the word. Okay, I can keep my bills paid up so I can look like a man of God. All right, continue.
For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto me.
So when I was in Thessalonica, you sent to me one time. See, you're not sending communication, you're sending to him things to take care of his basic needs. You sent to me one time. Continue.
Not because I desire a gift.
Not because I desired it. I might need it. I won't desire it because I learned how to be a base and learn how to be abundant at the same time. I learned how to suffer need and to have plenty or not have plenty. I learned that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I learned that. So I'm not just telling you this because I want you to do it to me, but you do it for yourself. Okay? Because you know that in doing that, God's going to bless you. Continue.
But I desire fruit that may abound to your account.
Desire fruit. See, there it is right there. For you, for your account. Okay? You're doing it so that you can get a harvest. All right, continue.
But I have all and abound. I am full, having received the Epaphras, the things which we sent from you,
okay,
an odor of a sweet smell.
See, by doing this, okay, I receive, you receive. You sent to me in Macedonia, and you sent to me when I was at Epaphroditus. You sent it to me. All right. And because you did this, verse 19, I think it is.
But my God shall supply.
My God will do what?
Shall supply.
What is going to supply?
All your needs.
Uh-huh. By you doing this for the man of God or woman of God who has been laboring for you in the vineyard, laboring for your soul. My God. We'll say, God's going to take care of all I need, but they forgot the part that went in front of it. Okay? He promised to take care of your needs, but Paul said, he also saying that because you have done this for the man of God. Okay? My God. You try to take care of his needs, and my God's going to supply your needs. And he's going to do it according to what?
According to his riches.
His riches. Not mine, but his riches. Yes. Glory. Okay. My God will supply your every need. So Galatians 6:6.
let him that is taught and the word communicate. Unto him that teacheth in all good things.
Okay. Let him that is taught in the word. Okay. You're the ones that are being taught. Okay. Let him that been taught in the word. Do what?
Communicate unto him that teaches.
Give unto the one that teaches.
And all good things.
Okay. He that is taught, give to the one that is the teacher. Okay. All of that is good and needed for his ministry. Okay. Now they already said, you two. Hear from what's come at the altar. All right. Continue.
Be not deceived.
Do not be deceived.
God is not mocked.
God is not, will not, shall not be mocked. You ain't gonna get away with it. God's going to have his day, too. Okay? All right. God is not mocked. Whatsoever
a man soweth,
whatever you sow,
that shall he also reap.
That's what you're going to get your reward from. Whatever you sow. See, you giving is going to give you a return. But it's only going to come from what you sow. Okay? It can't come from what somebody else sowed. They're going to reap their own. You don't sow turnips and go to the garden and look for collards. Okay? You sow turnips, you're going to get turnips. I don't care if we don't love them or not. Because some of us don't love turnips because that sometimes have a little bitter taste. All right. Whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. If you want apples, plant your apple tree. Okay. Don't go there and plant mulberries and expect to get apples. You're going to have your mulberry pie and not apple pie. Read.
For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption.
Whatever you sow, if you spend all your money on your flesh, it's going to wind up being corrupted. Alright. You're not giving anything for the word of God. You spend it all on you. It's going to go to corruption. Continue.
But he that soweth to the spirit.
Is it soweth spiritual?
Shall of the spirit reap life everlasting.
Shall of the spirit receive life everlasting. Okay. Is that it?
And let us not be weary.
Don't get tired.
In well doing.
In your well doing. Stop saying, I'm tired of giving to that preacher. Okay. Don't get tired. In your well doing. Okay. Why?
For in due season.
In your due time. Tell somebody, you got to wait for your season to come. You don't plant an apple tree today and get pears off, apples off tomorrow. You're going to have to wait for your season. In due season, in due time, do what?
We shall reap.
You're going to reap.
if we faint okay. not.
The neighbor, your season is on its way. If you're not already in your season, it's on its way. Okay. Just like this season is about to be up. Okay. About a month from now, we'll be in another season. It'll be wintertime again. All right. And you can't stop the seasons. They're going to come on anyway. So in your due time, you're going to reap. All right.
If we faint not.
If we don't faint. Don't get weary. We'll walk right up to harvest time. And I'm tired of messing with this tree now. Instead of waiting so we can get our reward, we let it go to the bank. Because we got tired and gave up. How many know that you don't put some apples on that tree, they're going to rot? On that same tree. You've done everything for the have your nice harvest and got right there 1 month before the harvest has come and quit bargaining. Don't get weary. Read.
As we have therefore opportunity.
As that time comes where you can give. Sometimes you get a little extra that Lord bless you with so you can give. Okay. All right.
Let us do good unto all men.
As you get the opportunity, do good to all. Uh-huh.
Especially unto them who are of the household
and
of faith.
And especially to them that is of the household of faith. Give. But make sure you give to the person that's of the household of faith. It's all right to give to the other places. But make sure you don't leave out the preacher. But we'll leave out the preacher and give to everybody else. Because we're saying that he ain't supposed to be getting my money. It isn't your money. The earth is the Lord's.
Amen.
And the fullness thereof. Amen. And all that dwell therein is God. Everything is God. He just made you a steward over his goods. And one of these days he's going to come back and expect that he gets harvest from the things that he's giving you to do. What have you done with God's gifts? How many souls have you won? How many blessings have you blessed people with? Okay. Read.
You see how large a letter I have written unto you.
Okay, that's good. I want to go to back to Corinthians 9.
For it were better for me to die than that any man should make my glory void.
Uh-huh.
For though I preach the gospel,
okay, though I preach the gospel,
I have nothing to glory of.
I ain't got nothing to glory of it.
For some necessities
it
is...
Was, I've done it because I have to. Okay. I've been given this task by God. I didn't choose it. God called me. I didn't call God. And so it's a necessity that I do this. Okay. All right. I get tired too. Okay. I got the same problem you got. made of the same flesh like you are. Okay. I don't see you out here preaching because you have been giving you that task. But it's a necessity that I do so. Why?
Woe is unto me.
Woe will be unto me.
If I preach not.
If I don't preach the gospel, I'm going to get punished. Woe unto me. That's why I do this, because I preach the gospel. First Timothy. First Timothy, chapter 5.
Verse 1.
17, 18.
Okay. Let the elders that rule well.
Let the elders that rule well.
Be counted worthy of the double honor.
But be counted worthy of double honor.
Especially they who labor in the word.
They who are preaching to you, labor in the word of God, looking out for your well-being, looking out for your soul, telling you how to overcome problems, telling you how to go through the word and everything. Give God thanks. For this is the will of God concerning each of us. It's God's will that you come to this. For he said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. So go through it with joy. Give God thanks in everything. Not for everything, but in everything. As you go through, give God thanks. Because he is going to deliver you. All right? He's going to bring you out. He will not allow anything to come on you that you're not able to handle. And be you know from Romans 8:28. And you know, okay, that all things are working together toward the good of them that love God.
Amen.
And to those that I call them to what? That sound awful weak. I call them to what?
Yes, sir.
All right. They didn't want to set baby. We're called for his purpose, not ours. Okay. You're going through this for God's purpose. We'll say, for God I live, for God I die, and then I want to do nothing. You can't just talk it. You got to live it.
Amen.
I can't just preach to you and don't live it myself. All right.
For the scripture said, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn.
And scripture said, you shouldn't muzzle on the preacher. He's getting the corn right for you. All right. And every once in a while, he got to get something off that field he's laboring in. Okay. He is laboring in the field so that he can get some of what he's laboring for. As he plows, let him give him a stalk or two. He's going to give you a better harvest than those two stalks he ate. He ate two stalks all day long. But he had plowed and many rows. And you got a barn full of corn. And all he got was two ears of corn.
Amen.
And you didn't want him to have that. So take the brother off so that you can receive your blessing. Take the mother off so God can bless you like he wants to bless you. Take the mother off so you can endure to the end. For he that endures to the end shall be saved. God bless you. Now you heard it, the word yourself. You read it yourself. The preacher to live by what? Okay, you should live of the things of the gospel. Okay. All right. God bless you.
It is no secret what God can do.
Would there be one on this morning that would?
What he's done for others, he'll do for you.
Or if you'd like to come just for prayer. You may with come at
arms wide open, he'll pardon you.
There'd be another.
It is no secret what God can do.
Sometimes our burdens get heavy, but no, you're not alone. Decisions we have to make. The Lord tells us to lean not into our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him.
What he's done for others.
So if you want to some help with that, we're here for you. Jesus said he would never leave you nor forsake you. He's there to help bring you through. Hallelujah.
It is no secret.
Thank you, Lord.
What God can do.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is no secret.
Thank you, Father.
What God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open,
hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
To your name, Jesus.
It is no secret.
Cast all your cares upon him. Hallelujah.
What God can do.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
It is thank you, Jesus. Secret.
Hallelujah.
What God can do.
thank you for your grace and your mercy.
What he's done for
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
For you.
For my yoke is easy and my burden
is
light.
With his arms wide open.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He'll pardon you.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is no secret.
Oh, yes.
What God can.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
It is no secret what God can do.
Thank you, Jesus.
What he's done for us.
Continue to look to the hills from whence cometh your help.
Hallelujah.
And all your help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah.
With arms wide open.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
He'll pardon.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you,
what God can do.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. No matter what, keep trusting the Lord.
What God can
trust him with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding.
What he's done.
Hallelujah.
For
thank you, Jesus.
With arms wide open.
Yes, thank you, God.
He'll pardon you.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is no secret what God can do.
What God can do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
With all minds are clear, let us stand. Closing by the choir.
Everybody say, hey, 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 hey.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion of the Holy Spirit, be with you all until we all meet again.
Let the church sing.